Long Dialogue, Skill 2. Organizing an Essay. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hi, Professor Higgins.
Hi, Julia.
Would you be able to help me organize my essay?
Certainly. What topic have you chosen?
Women in politics.
That topic is very broad. I think you should narrow it down.
Well, I want to be able to compare different countries.
You still must be more focused.
Do you think I could just do women in English-speaking countries? Say, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Britain?
Well, that would be a little bit better.
I'm interested in the pattern of political involvement of women in those Western democracies. With New Zealand and Australia leading the way, women in those countries had the vote soon after the end of World War I.
It would be good to begin with a discussion of when women got the right to vote and how they use it.
The record of women in politics in all of those countries has been similar. In none of them have women represented more than 10% of members of the national legislature. Women in all those countries use their vote as often as men, but they do not necessarily have the same response to different political parties. I think women often have a stronger social conscience and vote more liberally.
Remember, it is not what you think. You must back up your opinions with facts. Support for all your ideas is essential. I think you should check the statistics on what percentage of women hold political office in the national governments. You should just include national governments, not local ones, unless you just want to focus only on local governments. For example, in Russia, women have constituted almost 50% of local councils, but they are less common in the senior power establishment at the national level.
Okay. I also plan to discuss the role of organized women's rights.
That is a good idea. But remember, this essay is only 5,000 words, so you must keep your topic focused.
Could I bring you in a rough draft next week?
I would prefer if you brought an outline, breaking down your main topics and subtopics.
Okay. Could I arrange to meet you during your office hours next Wednesday?
Actually, I have students coming on Wednesday, but if you are free, I could meet with you for half an hour on Friday morning at 9:30.
That would be great. Normally, I have a lab that day, but it is canceled this week.
Okay, I will see you then. It may be a good idea to bring some of your reference materials along.
Sure, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Do you think I could just do women in English-speaking countries? Say, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Britain?
Well, that would be a little bit better. What does the professor mean by this? Number 2. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Okay. I also plan to discuss the role of organized women's rights.
That is a good idea. But remember, this essay is only 5,000 words, so you must keep your topic focused.
Could I bring you in a rough draft next week?
I would prefer if you brought an outline, breaking down your main topics and subtopics. What can be inferred about the professor when he says this?